The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth Domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Zlatko Nidanovsky, who is the founder of Tribe Vibe, which is a community for travelers, digital nomads, expats, and simply people who want to make international friends. And Zlatko, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Yeah. And let's jump right in. And if you don't mind, let's start at a high level. Tell us all about Tribe Vibe. Would love to hear more about it.
Cool. Well, Tribe Vibe is first and foremost an experiment. At least that's how we started. But then as I was working, I realized what am I actually doing. And on a high level, it is essentially a social medium. But it's a niche social medium, so it's mostly tailored for travelers, digital nomads, expats, and basically curious people who want to make international friends.
Excellent. So also, too, I checked out your website, and it's designed really for people to make friends offline, not necessarily online, which is really common in today's social networks, which I love that angle of it. Tell us more about how it's really about making, for lack of better terms, real friendships as opposed to digital friendships, right?
Yeah, it's a good question. Well, because this idea came to me during the pandemic, I realized that people will have a tendency to create these offline experiences. Because during the pandemic, a lot of companies, they were pivoting to online experiences to save their business. And because I started in exactly in this process, in this period, I realized I can actually be a step further and just go straight into creating offline experiences. So, of course, there is more to that. So I guess I can just stop here and you can ask more questions.
Yeah, actually, that's a perfect segue into my next question. So how does the overall community work? I understand it's invitation-based only. So yeah, tell us about how it works.
There are two stages, let's say. So the first stage, because I am a designer and I had a push to create something custom, and I would say I almost did it, but I realized it's much more complex. So in order to succeed, I actually needed to pivot a little bit. So the second stage is where I migrated all my community into a third-party platform. And that's where I started to see engagement, success. So people were communicating to each other.
Awesome. Yeah, you mentioned this is an experiment. Sounds like it's still pretty early in the process of, I guess, the growth and development of Tribe Vibe. But how has the response been so far? There certainly is a large community of travelers and expats and digital nomads out there these days. So I imagine the response has
definitely
been good.
It's growing. Yeah. Nice. It's growing. Well, that's why I entered into this niche. I realized that most of the, let's say, travelers and digital nomads, they are indeed using social media, but that social media doesn't really contribute to their outcomes. They can definitely hang out in these social media within like an online experience, but the social media is not arranged in such a way to create these offline outcomes, offline experiences. And that's why I wanted to step in. So the way I'm building Tribe Vibe is I focus less on the features and more on the outcomes. So if I can produce the offline experience as an outcome with less features, then it's easier for me to do it.
That's excellent. Excellent. And also, too, your website is tribevibe.earth, and you are a user of the .earth domain. Why did you choose .earth?
Well, okay, in the beginning, it was more like an accident. Of course, I wanted to get the .com, tribevibe.com, but it was busy. And then the website suggested me .earth, among many other extensions. And then it clicked, I realized, okay, this is a great accident. I mean, part of the some brand attributes that I have with Tribe Vibe is actually to instill this awareness of carbon offsetting, using more eco products as travelers. And then I realized it's actually going to fit even better than the .com. So yeah, I got stuck with that. So, and I'm happy. Tribevibe.earth might be a little bit harder to pronounce, but it's great.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. So, Zlatko, what's your future plan for Tribe Vibe? What's the future vision?
Well, if you're asking me today and if you ask me tomorrow, it might be a different question. So it's still defining. But on a very high level, what I realized during this work is that it might sound humble, but I would like to say that I redefine social media. on the highest level. Of course, it's still early to do that, but that is in a way my benchmark to follow it.
Yeah, no, I love it. And I think you could probably get there too, because it is different. Like you said, it's focused on offline experiences, and the way social media works, myself personally, I'm burnt out on it. I'm tired of people putting up aspirational pictures of themselves. That's not really reality. So, and that's not at all what Tribe Vibe's about, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Excellent. Well, Zlatko, appreciate your time today. And anything else to add or anything we may have missed before we sign off?
I think this is a great start. You asked me the right question to explain the things on a high level, the essential things. Of course, there is much more to that, but I think it's fine for now. So no questions.
Okay, perfect. Well, this concludes this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview with Zlatko Nidanovsky, who is the founder of Tribe Vibe, which you heard is a new community for travelers, digital nomads, expats, and simply people who want to make international friends, especially having offline experiences. And Zlatko, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. It was really nice to be here. Thanks, Matthew.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.